The only way you could suffer from that experience is through story of it.
And we keep recreating that over and over again.
So
it's a story, okay. Sometimes I remember all this, but sometimes I get amnesia.
No, we have to take it in many, many ways. But guys, don't forget, this is the first time on earth we're able to do this. It's the first time the energies will support us healing the emotional body, for real. Wow. It is a great honor and a privilege to be awake right now. And so it's not that you've gotten it wrong or you're slow to get it. It's that it's not been done. We don't have practice. And mass consciousness isn't with us quite yet. It's coming, though. It's coming. And so, yeah. You know, whatever, emotion always follows thought. The tricky thing is a lot of times we have thoughts and beliefs and story that we're not aware of. Because you're just kind of on an autopilot. Plus, you also plug into mass consciousness. You know, how many people here have learned not to be triggered by mass consciousness and traffic and have their own experience? But if you drop your guard, if you're hungry or you're tired, boom, mass consciousness has you again. You're cussing out the car in front of you.
Yeah? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the truth is we're very complex. And if your body's not in it being cared for, if it's not rested and fed and nourished, well, then it's a lot tougher to be spiritual. That's the bottom line of it. And so there's so much complexity to it. But what if that was your biggest hobby for the next few months?
Merry Christmas.
And how many of you, not so many in this room, have hung out with me and you tell me a story and I say, or, and then I give you a different perspective? And I don't care what you give me. I can give you a whole different perspective.
Yeah, the event and the story, two different things.
And wouldn't you love to get... And now I even speak it. I say, hey, this is my story. It's good, isn't it?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because I'm picking it on purpose. I like aligning with that story. And you have that power, too. It's just a skill. It's like anything else. You got to practice it. Okay. I was going to say, any questions, but you all look kind of like muddling. The gears are turning.
Zombie state.
All right, so I'm going to give you another tip. So fear, I know what we were saying before. So when you have a resonance within your, not just this body, but in the energetic field within the soul or the spirit of you, however, you know, we don't exactly know how all this works. But when you have a resonance existing there, then stinky negative energy has something to feed on and can come visit you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You with me?
Yeah.
So if I see you doing something over there, say you two argue, I can get all mad way over here by myself because I could resonate with that. Or if I see you two giggling, have you ever been around people who just start laughing and next thing you know you're just ridiculously laughing, you didn't even hear the joke?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that is, it's all resonance. Well, if you do enough tapping, clearing, enough work with the emotional body lovingly and kindly is the fastest way, is what I'd like to share with you, then you're, you know, the negative energies are going to pass you by because there's nothing to feed on or resonate with. So it looks like when the roof caves in and you get a flat tire and some, you know, they usually come in threes and something else crazy happens, you're like, oh, well, here's the human experience. Yep, money's going out faster than it's coming in. I've been here before, done this many times, and you know what I do know is it just changes and flips another way. That's it. And then you say, this isn't really my favorite story, so I'll tell a different one. I'll focus on something else. That's what it looks like. So the more work you do with the emotional body, the less resonance you can attract to you. That's stinky. You don't want stinky energies. Okay?
Say that again. The more work you do with the emotional body,
the less you're going to resonate with what, in our family, we call it stinky energy. That's any negative energy. That's like if the kids and I are together and they see somebody in line having a hard time, you know, like in the grocery store line having a hard time or in a restaurant or parking lot, and they're like, Mom, you need to fix that. Okay, good mojo. because they're in our family, actually, in our house. It's very peaceful. Sean and I are in a big argumentative stage, and the other day I whispered to him, I'm like, they don't like it when we argue. He goes, I think it's fun. I'm like, shh, don't tell him. It scares them. And so, but that's age appropriate for where he is because he needs to separate from me. He'll be leaving for college in less than a year. And but we're doing it playfully. It's really safe. So our family, they're not exposed to a lot of negativity, so they're hyper alert to it when they see it out. And they just think, yeah, that from everything I've taught them, you can one-up it. And you can. If you're well-fed, well-nourished, well-slept, and focused, you can shift the energy in whatever room you're in, no matter how big it is. Absolutely. Because light will dispel darkness every time.